We are back on Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here, everybody. My name is Jeff, here till 4 o'clock. Check us out, tellthebandtogohome.com. And check out the podcast. They're coming fast and furious. I'm totally caught up, well, except for Thursday, I guess, on the downloads page there. And I'm working on the new iTunes feed. I'm going to I didn't get it going as fast as I wish I had. But you can find the current iTunes podcast stuff on the iTunes. It's free, and I'm going to fix it and make it better. But in the meantime, the current episodes, tellthebandtogohome.com, you can get them. It's good stuff. Anyway, the past couple of weeks and the next couple of weeks coming up are crazy for musician birthdays. Like I keep this little calendar, and every once in a while I look at it, musician birthdays, and sometimes there's not much. I mean, in March there weren't a whole lot. There's like four or something that meant something. I don't think we did too much with them, but in the next week or so, and the past few days, it's just been crazy. With the birthdays. Our pal Chris Trapper had a birthday on Tuesday. Emmylou Harris had a birthday. Richard Thompson had a birthday. Merle Haggard's having a birthday tomorrow. Maybe we'll play some Merle. I don't know. Bobby Bear. All kinds of good stuff coming up here as far as birthdays. And we'll have a very significant birthday party, I think, coming up in just a little bit. I should have done it at the beginning of the show. That would have made so much sense. Anyway, as I talk to myself, we'll do that in a second. But there's also one unfortunate anniversary coming up, and that's tomorrow. The sad for me, anyway. This guy died on April the 6th in 2011, and it's affected me a lot ever since. It's just such a sad and tragic story. I'm still working on a way to try and properly honor this man's amazing legacy. But for now, the best thing that I can do is play a bunch of music and encourage you to check out and remember a great, great songwriter originally from Ontario, lived in BC for a long time, and he's got some great songs, that's for sure. This record here is one of my very favorites of all time. I've never found somebody in the world who hates this record or doesn't like anything on the record. It's perfect. It's wonderful. It's amazing. It's co-produced by Colin Linden. It's called Blackberry, and it's by the late, great John Bottomley.
Yeah. come from.